hello, sir. Please state your name and ADC number for the record.
My name is Austin Duncan. Austin Andrew Duncan, 317704.
Thank you, Mr. Duncan. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for the four allegations that we found on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on May the 28th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room. Therefore, may we assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
And we're doing this by telephone, therefore you cannot see us, but there are five board members in the room this afternoon. I just want to introduce them to you by name: the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Duncan and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, and at this time, the Department of Corrections would like to advise the board that Mr. Duncan is currently serving a sentence of 1.5 years for misconduct with weapons that he pled guilty to.
Okay, so you have a new felony on the books now. Therefore, we're going to shorten your hearing somewhat, but we do need to go through a process because that's what we're required to do. Therefore, and we're going to seek your cooperation, and we will make this as short as possible, sir. So, at this time, okay, as I indicated that you do have 1, 2, 3, 4 allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it's true or false. Okay? And then we're going to start making some motions and go from there, sir. Do you understand what we're going to do this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you do agree that you do have a new felony, and you have over 1.5 years that have been added to you, that you've been sentenced to on that new felony. You understand that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to read each of the allegations, sir. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 12, 2017, per the task GCMS lab report dated July 19, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about June 29, 2017, per the task GCMS lab report dated July 7, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to your assigned parole officer or duty officer by noon within 1 working day of leaving or being discharged from VRA on or about August 1st, 2017, as directed in writing on or about July 31st, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, that she was in a surrender from supervision. Is that one true or false, sir?
True, sir.
And finally, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to enter and complete the VRA Residential Behavior Treatment Program at 2501 West M Street in Phoenix, Arizona, as directed in writing on July 31st, 2017. Sir, is that one true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to offer a motion now, and I'm going to combine these two somewhat. Based upon the admission of Mr. Duncan, I'm going to move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, or that he had lapsed into criminal ways inasmuch as he has a new felony. Well, since he has a new felony, I'm further going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
A motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and that would go for both motions, and therefore, sir, your community supervision, you have been found in violation of the terms and of the and conditions of your supervision, and your community supervision has been revoked inasmuch as you have a new felony, and we do not have the date, therefore, you probably already have that. If not, you will get it from your CO3. Therefore, we want to thank you so much for your participation, and once you complete this sentence, we hope that you will never get involved in the criminal justice system again. So good luck, and we wish
you... Hey, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was wondering, am I still going to be eligible for parole with my new charge?
Yes, sir. You'll be paroled on whatever this day is. You'll be paroled on this one this month. So this one will be history come June the 26th of this month. So a couple of weeks from now, this one will be history, sir. But you have the other one that you still have to go through, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. And please have a great afternoon. And please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Yes, sir.